Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 11th of September. I have had an absolute fucking disaster of a morning, I'm not going to lie. It's almost like people have all spoke to each other today to say, how can we wind him up? I don't really know where to start. I honestly don't. I was up late anyway, so I was up. I had to do the ultimate process, but close it all off after the French game last night. Then I was trading a couple of Brazilian games, so I didn't go to bed till about 1 o'clock. And I'd set my alarm for 4:45 to get up, and I thought I can get ahead of the game, get everything done. Big weekend. I've got a couple of trading sessions to do online. I wanted to get all that football sorted out. I wanted to sort out a couple of new setups just for how I share information. And obviously with the first ultimate process, so I thought I can get up and do all the trade stuff, get that done, get FDD run, and then I can do ultimate at 8 o'clock. I'll be job done by 9:30, 10 o'clock. Oh no, oh no, no, no. I am now minus a laptop because I've smashed the fuck out of it. I came down and about, I don't know whether I did say on the pod, about 8-9 days ago, I had somebody trying to hack one of my VPSs. I use 5 VPSs for different things, a couple with bots, some with data on. So somebody was trying to log into one, and I spoke to the company and they said, it's become really common since people have started working from home. You know, there's been a massive influx in trying to hack things and this, that and the other. It's no problem, you can set it to your IPs at home, your IP addresses. I've got 2 routers here, set it to those, and then only you'll be able to access it. I thought, right, fine, lovely, that'll do. So I've come down, started everything up, click that, nothing happening. Sat there for 5-10 minutes, can't get that to work. Now I'm having a what's going on. I've made myself a cup of tea. I've got up. I'm like, the problem with you getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning, there's nobody you can speak to. So, oh shit, what the fuck's gone on here? So I went. I went out and made another cup of tea, and I noticed the light on the cooker was flashing. Oh, we've had a power cut overnight, and sure enough, we'd had a power cut. That had turned the routers off. The routers had reset with a different IP. And I had, in effect, locked myself out of 2 of my VPSs that I needed. So I could access the data. I've got a Windows laptop. I could do what I need there. But it's an old, small Lenovo thing. It makes a fucking racket. And it's a piece of shit. So I emailed the VPS company and said, look, this is my new IPs, can you add them? And we need a better workaround than that, because if this happens again, I'm not there. I can't handle this. And I'm fucking away on this laptop while I'm waiting for them to solve that. So I then run FDD, thought, right, that's fine, I'll do that for them, get that process done and published. And as a couple of you observed, and I picked it up pretty much straight away, I thought, there's no championship games for the weekend at all. I normally run 2 or 3 days and get the data in advance. There's no championship games. Oh, no, there's no Segunda games. So now I can't do anything at all because I can't run that, and I generate everything off that. That basically goes to Betfair and gets all the info, and I use those sheets. They're the kick point of everything that I do. And I couldn't do that, and now I've got to wait for them to get up. So now I've got up early. I can't get in my VPSs. I'm on this shitty laptop. FDD's not running, and I am slowly fucking steaming. So I thought, right, well, let's try and get what data I can off Betfair manually. Clicked on Spain, and I thought, there's a Segunda game there. There's not a Segunda game tonight. So then I spend 10 minutes on this shitty laptop, like Googling the Leganés website to see what's going on, and the Betis website. And I think, oh, fucking Betfair have cocked up. So I contact Betfair. So now I've got no VPS, no FDD, and Betfair fixtures are wrong, which I know then is going to cause me a problem for the ultimate process. And all that culminated me in smashing my laptop to fucking pieces because I did lose the plot. I'm not proud of myself, but I've given it It won't be coming back. There is no resurrection for it. It is a piece of shit. I was going to buy a new one anyway. I did speak to Dave yesterday, actually, funny enough, and said, what is the Dell one he used? Because this thing drives me mad. But I've made sure I can't use it again, you absolute fucking piece of shit. So eventually the FDD people did get out of bed and we got that solved. Betfair have corrected their problem. The VPS people have added my IP and whatever it is now, 7 hours later, I've got pretty much everything done. I still haven't done as much as I wanted to because I wanted to sort out all tomorrow's trades as well, but I can do that later on today. Yeah, you know when you get that, it's almost tears of frustration. It was one of them. It was almost like they'd all phoned each other and said, let's fuck up his fucking Friday. So, yeah, it's fucking bollocks. Bollocks to it. Fucking bollocks. I'm fucking annoyed at myself. I'm annoyed at breaking that because I don't normally do that, but fucking bollocks to it. Right, so ultimate, everything is published, the dates and times are right on your sheets. It is the first week. Do bear in mind things like the championship system where they've not, that's on the sheet, where they've not had any games, it may throw up a load, so you may want to sit that out until form settles down. No rush, but everything is there. If you've got any issues, do email in. I know we've had a few power builders. I think people are pasting rows in as opposed to copying and pasting the data only. But look at the videos if you have got a problem. But if not, then don't do it on Twitter. People keep tweeting me. Just send me the sheet. Save your sheet as it is and send it. And I can't do anything unless I've got the sheet to see what the issue is. So send it to me and we will get it sorted. What else have we got? Right, I'm going to start my preview. So I'm going to try and turn this into a bit more formal pod on a Friday where I do some previews. There's a few caveats to it. Firstly, when I mention points, it will always be at 5p commission. All my sheets are built with 5p commission. It's too big a job now. They've been going for 7, 8, 9 years. It's too big a job to go and change everything back. It all runs off a process that puts the returns in every single game, every market, you know, across 30 or 40 odd sheets. The coding to go and change that is just, it's too big a job. It's something I thought about in the summer, and then obviously with the way the season went, I just left it. So if I talk about points, you're not being done. It will be the worst case scenario. Most people are on better than 5p, but it's 5p. I'm going to cover the Premier League today. I will do the other leagues as they get going and do some form. I'll have mentions in all the leagues, but I'm going to do every Premier League game today. When I talk about the Big Six, I do mean the recognised Big Six, if you like. City, United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham and Arsenal. I do appreciate that Leicester fans, Wolves fans may want to argue the toss there, but tough shit. That is what I'm talking about when I talk about that. And I'm not interested in what people's opinions are and what I say. And if I start getting that, then I'll just stop it because it's just fucking pointless. I just do not get why people have to butt into other people all the time. It's becoming a like a cancer in society. It really is. So, you know, you can use this info, not use this info. There's going to be a wide variety of stuff as we go through the season, different ways to look at things. Obviously, it's the first game of the season, so these are just mentions, they're not bets. There's stuff that I feel stronger about than others. Obviously, as we move into the season, there'll be games where I say I am lumping on, and I will let you know that. So let's start off. The first game we've got is Fulham versus Arsenal. Fulham, bit of a yo-yo team, obviously. And when they have played the top six, and as I say, it's that City, United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, in the Premier League, they've played them 18 times since the start of the FTS Ultimate database as is, and they've lost all 18. Their most recent stint in the Premier League saw away team average odds of 1.52, Arsenal currently 1.59, I think it's a shade big. I don't see Fulham breaking that run. I see Fulham going straight back down, if I'm honest. Sorry, Fulham fans. If I was having a bet in this game, I would be backing Arsenal. I'm taking a watching brief pretty much all weekend, but I would be backing Arsenal, and I certainly don't see... I see that becoming 19 out of 19 in that game. So yeah, Arsenal to win is a little bit big for me. The next game is Palace versus Southampton. Palace are a funny team. It's the perception with Palace I've never really understood. And when you do start digging around and have a look, I think it's unfounded. And I think, I know we've got a few Palace fans in amongst FTS, but the sort of claim that it's a tough place to go, the home atmosphere makes it tough, I think that's a bit misleading. I don't necessarily agree with it. I don't think it's as hard a place as people think. They are, in this game, they are priced at around about 3.3, I think. 3.4 now, with Southampton at 2.42. Palace, when they've been priced over 3 against non-top 6 sides, are taking out, you know, obviously they're going to be a big price when they're playing the likes of City, Liverpool, etc. When they've priced above 3 against non-top 6 sides since 2013, honestly, the world is testing me. Old Spreadsheets texted me this morning. He said I haven't had any WhatsApp, so he was pleased because obviously he thought good his bit hadn't gone wrong in it. And I text back and said, no, you're all right, Spready. You're the one thing that's worked today. Well, he's given me this microphone. I've just recorded a 25-26 minute podcast. And from this point onwards, just when I started talking about Palace, it all went to shit. So I've basically got to do this next 15 minutes again. Fucking hell is going on today. Honestly, what the fuck? This fucking microphone's going to go out the fucking window in a minute. Right, I don't know where I got to. Something about Palace, and then it all started going shite. So I'm going to do the whole Palace thing again. Apologies if I'm repeating myself. They're a funny team, Palace. They've got this sort of perception that it's a tough place to go. I think it's a bit misleading. I don't think it's as tough a place to go as people think. I think just because your fans jump up and down and make a big noise and sing and dance and have cheerleaders and whatever else it is they do down there, doesn't actually make the footballing side tough to go. They are priced around about 3.3, 3.4 Palace, and when they have been priced at that price since 2013 against non-top six sides, so taking out the big teams, when they've been priced against over 3.0, it's been 16 games. They've only won 2 of them. They've only drawn 2 of them. They've lost the rest. 4 of those are against this weekend's opponent, Southampton. They've not won any of those. Southampton away to home team priced over 3, show a small profit of 2.23 points in 43 games. It's a no-bet game for me, but I just couldn't be siding with Palace. There's just nothing, nobody, somebody could hold a gun to my head, I wouldn't be backing Crystal Palace this weekend. I just don't think they're as good as people make out at home. Move on then, we've got Liverpool versus Leeds. I think we're all intrigued to see how Leeds get on. Bielsa ball, they are a big club, obviously been out of the Premier League for a long time, with their numerous troubles along the way. I do tend to find when you start labelling things like Bielsa ball and Sarri ball and Pochettino's early press and all this old bollocks, it soon starts, these expectations turn to disappointment. You've got to deal in cold hard facts. Liverpool are unbeaten in 48 at Anfield in the Premier League. I will be absolutely amazed if it's not 49. I think Liverpool are big at 1.3 personally. But the angle for me here is opposing the overs. When Liverpool have been priced less than 1.4 at home, the laying the overs has made over 10% ROI since 2017, and that is an angle that I will look at. Laying over 2.5, currently about 1.57, 1.58, something like that. I think the angle here is laying over 2.5, so fairly risk averse going in at 1.5x and trading from there. That for me is where the angle is. Opposing the overs when Liverpool, as I say, Liverpool are short, even if you increase the price up to when they're 1.5 at home, that is the play, backing unders or laying over 2.5. So that I will probably have a little dabble on the Liverpool v Leeds unders and trade. We then move on to the old two, I don't know what you call them, the old two Mickey Mouse teams of the Premier League. I guess we'll upset a few now. Oh, who does he mean? Who does he mean? There's only a few fixtures left. It's West Ham, isn't it? West Ham playing the Geordies. West Ham are opposable as favourites in these type of games. I don't know what they are, 2.2, 2.25, something like that. When they're priced on the ultimate database between 2 and 2.25, I think there's 25 games. Back in the draws once, just under 7 points in those 25 games. But for me here, they're profitable for the overs. Let's face it, like West Ham, I mean, they're porous, aren't they? The defence is so shite, everybody scores against them. So you could back the draw and back the overs, or you could back the overs and perhaps have a cover on 1-1. It's first game of the season. I'm just going to check. I run a Poisson algo every day. I'll run that tomorrow and see. It may be a game I play. I may look. You know, I might back the over 2.5 through the first 10 minutes and trade it. I will wait and see what my numbers say tomorrow, but that would be the play. That maybe over 2.5 and just cover your stake on 1-1. But I will firm that up tomorrow. But if people aren't listening tomorrow, then that would be the play. Back over 2.5 at West Ham. Maybe with a little bit of cover either on the draw or on the 1-1 only. Can't see it being 0-0. We've then got... like a rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Bouncy, 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 bouncy. I always think of that song when I see West Brom. That's all they do, isn't it? Bounce up, bounce down, bounce up, bounce down, bounce up, bounce down. And they'll probably bounce down again this season. They take on Leicester, who have won all four previous Premier League games at the Hawthorns, amassing 7.32 points profit on the way. But this is the shortest they will go off. Indeed, it's the biggest price West Brom have been against a non-top six side. So it's one I'm not going to touch. When Leicester have gone off around this price away, they've won four, lost two. So certainly nothing strong. West Brom have got a poor record at this sort of price. But as I say, it's always been against the big six. I wouldn't want to get involved. You know, maybe if somebody was holding a gun to me, I'd lay West Brom, but it's just first game of the season. It's just not for me. Just one I'm not gonna even touch. Just let that pass me by. Next game, Sheffield United versus Wolves. Sheffield United entering their second Premier League campaign after what can only be deemed as a success last season. And backing them in every game last season at home, 19 home games, produced a profit to the Friday morning prices at 11.45 points and 0.8 under that if you waited till just before kickoff, 10.66 points just before kickoff. Still very good return. Wolves aren't a team I'd want to be on side with at this price. When they've been priced 2 to 2.5 away from home, they've only won 2 of 6 since their return to the EPL. The bet I wanted to have on my radar was unders, but it's priced correctly. It's around about 1.5, so that's too short for me to get involved. Again, this would be a game if I was having a bet, given the way Sheffield United were last season, particularly at home, given their returns, I would... I think Wolves are a bit short. I would want to back Sheffield United small at home for small interest on the Blades is where I would be. Be interesting game to see that. Be interesting to see Sheffield United this season. I do like the manager. Be interesting to see how they go. We've then got Brighton versus Chelsea. Brighton have a surprisingly good record against the top six. They've actually, of the 18 games they've played in the Premier League, they've won five of them, drawn three, and they actually show a profit. They're one of the very few teams of the lower teams to show a profit home against the top six, or the big six, whatever you want to call them. Make a profit of 4 points, just under 4 points in those 18 games. But when you examine it a little bit further, the five they've won, they beat Arsenal twice, they've beat United twice, and they beat Spurs in that calamitous game last year when Spurs lost Lloris and just completely and utterly capitulated, shambles. So you could say that those five wins have come against the sort of three teams of the top six that have faded over the last few years in different spells. But for me, there is a play here. Again, it's one I will just check the numbers on the day, but it, overs is the play for me here. When Brighton have played, odds on teams at home over the last 3 years, it's almost 20% ROI. There's not been a nil-nil. So one, I would let the game start and drip back over 2.5 and just remove liability, try and get myself risk-free as early as possible. But Brighton, yeah, Brighton v Chelsea, that is where I would be going, back in the overs. Over 2.5, well, I will be, that's what I will almost certainly be doing, is back in the overs in that game and trading it as the game plays out. So we then have Tottenham versus Everton, and Spurs win. That's it, that's the end of the preview. Thanks ever so much. Spurs give them a right bashing. This is the Sunday afternoon TV game. Back in Tottenham at home since 2012 to ultimate prices shows about 14.5 points profit over 152 games. However, when priced around the sort of mark they are for this game evens, that profit evaporates. They tend to not do great against these teams. They don't do great against the big teams. They do tend to beat the smaller teams. That's pretty much been the Tottenham way over the last 5 or 6 years. So what they are a good team for, and this is where I was looking, was for the unders. Again, they're a team, I think they sort of got this perception of free-flowing football and look at them go. They've over 8 points profit in the Premier League in 41 games in the last few years. When not playing the other five big teams, and when not playing City, Liverpool, Chelsea, United, Arsenal, 8 points profit. If you include all the games, they've got 14 points profit, including all teams. So I was ready to pull the trigger, but then I went and looked at the prices, and unders is odds on. Of those 56 games since 2017, only four have gone off odds on for unders. Which is quite staggering, and all four of them were losers. And before people say, oh yeah, but Hosey's come in and changed, you know, it actually is, though three of those four have been since Jose was in charge. They've been since March, so three of the four where you would have backed unders, you'd have lost. You'd have lost two of them by half time. The other one won, another one was 2-0 at half time, or 1-1. And that was in Jose's era. So before people came with Jose and his negative footy, it's nailed on. The odds on unders has been defeated three out of four in Jose's reign. So I will wait. I'm convinced that Tottenham will throw up plenty of opportunities this season. I think they'll be mispriced in numerous games. I think the goal markets will be mispriced in numerous games. I think they'll be patchy. I think they'll be up and down. They'll have good spells and bad spells. I'm fairly convinced that I'll be able to make and turn a decent profit out of some of Tottenham's games this season. So I'm going to sit back and watch a comfortable home win and regret not backing it. So out of the Premier League this week, I do fancy a Liverpool win if you like short ones, and the unders there, trading it, laying over 2.5 and trading out. I do like the overs at West Ham v Newcastle and the overs at Brighton v Chelsea. Maybe West Ham Newcastle a cover on 1-1. Brighton Chelsea just drip it back in it through the first 10-15 minutes and trading out. That is where I will be looking in the Premier League this weekend. As I say, I do run price on figures. I run three sort of numbers algorithms over every day, so I haven't run those yet. I run them on match days and compare to the prices, so my action will sort of be firmed up by looking at those. But that's my weekend thoughts. As I say, I will do more as we get more data, and I'm not had such a fucking ridiculous morning. I will be able to cover more games. I'll do some of the foreign games. I'll have a look and see where the value stands out, wherever it may be. And hopefully you guys find it of interest. Of course, everything's at your own peril. This is just my sort of ramblings and thoughts. I'm not telling anybody to go and bet anything. I'm just sharing with you some different angles and information, and I hope you find it worthwhile. Have a cracking weekend. Do enjoy the return of the football. Again, we're still in strange times, and I think they're only going to get stranger over the next couple of months as this thing grabs hold again, most likely, looking at what's going on. So who knows what we're in for, but let's just try and make the most of it. And I am going to go and look up laptops on Amazon. I'm going to go and look up microphones on Amazon, and I'm going to look up anger management courses, because I've just about had enough today. I've told three people to fuck off as well, just winding me up, just asking nonsense. Anyway, right, have a lovely little, whatever it is, Friday. Have a lovely Friday, lovely weekend. I'll see some of you for some trading tomorrow afternoon. Trading group, I'll be in touch with you next week over all the whole trading group. And yeah, enjoy yourselves. I will be back with a podcast tomorrow. If I've got any further views on these games or any others, I will share those in tomorrow's pod. But enjoy your Friday, and I will see you or speak to you all tomorrow.